Sel gestured back at her companions.
Taru, I bring you Master Luke Skywalker, Ben Skywalker, Vestara Kai. This is Master Taru Dern, head of the Healer Hall of Hweg Shul.
Taru shook hands with all three, in the fashion of someone familiar with off-world customs, and turned to Luke.
I know you both from holocausts and from the memories of the Sills.
I'm surprised to be remembered. Taru shrugged.
They remember everything. You have special meaning to them, though. You promised to bring back the Sills that had been taken off-world and enslaved. And by and large, you made good on your promise.
Luke nodded. He'd certainly tried. Tragically, some of the sentient crystals taken off-world and programmed as central processing units for droids, droid starfighters, and other devices could not be found. And others had been destroyed. But with invaluable help from Leia, then the New Republic's chief of state, he had returned most of them, and the search still went on for the missing ones. Taru turned to the woman on the cot.
This is Thea. When she was 5, she and her mother departed their farmstead for Ruby Gulch on a Koopa. 2 days later, she came wandering out of the Barrens alone. She had no memory of how this came to be. She was adopted by a Rock Ivory mining family and lived a normal life until recently. 6 months ago, she married a newcomer speeder mechanic here in town, and shortly after began experiencing emotional breaks, total collapses, triggered often as not by the smell of tepeto soup.
Ben blinked. If I didn't suspect there was a tragedy behind that, it might even be funny.
Taru nodded.
But mundane details can be strongly tied to memories. Smells are especially evocative.
Vestara glanced around.
If she's recently married, where's her husband?
They have differing opinions about the efficacy of old-timer healing. Her husband is all for modern medical techniques and looks on what the listeners do as superstition.
Ben's frown was thoughtful.
It's not a good idea for husbands and wives to conceal big things from each other. That can lead to tragedy, too.
Taru opened his mouth to respond, but Luke interrupted, deflecting the conversation in a new direction.
The geode. What's it doing here?
Normally, the vein routing technique, which Sel insists on calling nemotherapy, is conducted by one healer, one patient, and a trance-inducing medicine. Nothing more. Well, that gives nothing for learners to witness. We use reflecting bowls like this to allow others to witness and understand what's going on. Since, with Thea's permission, we will have witnesses today, we will conduct this session with a reflecting bowl. Please, bring up stools.
They did. Vestara, first to sit, frowned.
If this is a force technique, and the use of the force causes dangerous storms...
Taru nodded, obviously having heard the question before.
The techniques taught to us by the Sills don't cause the Force storms. Oh, every use of the Force has a magnified effect here, but very minor uses and uses involving Sill techniques are channeled by the Sills and manifest themselves as ground lightning. Harmless.
When all were seated, Taru continued.
Thea is currently in a mesmeric state, one that enhances her mental connection to the Force. She will hear only me,
I hope.
Thea, can you hear me?
The young woman spoke, her voice very quiet.
Yes.
You know where you are? Safe, surrounded by friends and protectors.
Yes.
We're going to recall an earlier time, but you'll remember always that you're here, that there is no danger to you.
I'll remember.
It's just past the spring planting. You're 5 years old. You and your mother are going into Ruby Gulch. Why?
Cloth. There are bolts of cloth to pick up. I'm going to have a dress.
You ride out on your Koopa.
Her name is Sparkle.
Yes, Sparkle. Can you see Sparkle for me?